the MGM Theater of the Air. Our stars this week, Basil Rathbone and Lily Palmer. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Vice President of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, a noted writer of many Broadway and Hollywood musical hits, Mr. Howard Deese.
Thank you. Many of you will remember a movie called Queen Christina, which starred Greta Garbo and featured John Gilbert. It was a memorable film, and in line with its policy of recreating for radio famous stories of the screen, the MGM Theater of the Air now brings you Queen Christina. The two stars who play it on the air are the brilliant actor of stage, screen, and radio, Basil Rathbone, and the talented actress who has captured Broadway as Cleopatra, none other than Lily Palmer. In just a moment, you will hear Mr. Rathbone and Miss Palmer in Queen Christina as presented on the MGM Theater of the Air. In Sweden in December, the year 1662. A mountainous forest embedded in snow, a vista of icy peaks in the distance, and along the road which we are traveling, trees gleaming in the December frost, white hedges and frozen streams. A procession of coaches plows its way through the heavy road. One coach bears the royal crest, King Philip of Spain. Inside sit Don Antonio Pimentelli and his aide, wrapped in furs, gloomily staring at the valley below.
Ah, what a country.
What a country.
Pedro, how can anyone live in this ice cap, this land of endless snow?
I have no wish to find out, senor.
Ah, Pedro, you're sitting out in the patio at home in comfort, at ease.
Will it take long, senor?
What?
Your mission with the queen.
Who knows? But at the longest, a fortnight.
To make up her mind?
This is not only a woman, Pedro. This is a queen. She might keep us here for months.
Months?
But I'll try to hurry things along.
All my lord wants is a simple yes or no.
It will not be as simple as all that. The drums will roll, the doors will fling open, and I, Don Antonio della Prada, Count Pimentelli, special envoy from his most gracious majesty, Philip, King of Spain, strides forward to the throne of the queen. She nods. I bow. We are happy to see you, she says.
And you, senor.
Your Majesty, King Philip has sent me on behalf of His Majesty to ask for your hand in marriage.
Ah, that fortunate lady, senor.
Her eyelashes will flutter. At least we hope they will. We are indeed honored.
And then we can go home, huh?
What makes you think the answer will be in the affirmative?
But Don Antonio...
All she has said was she was honored.
But surely...
That, my Pedro, is as far as we can go. From there, destiny holds the answer. Oh, will we ever reach that inn?
In 3 hours, senor. Perhaps less.
3 hours? 3 years? Why must Philip go to the ends of the frozen north to find himself a queen?
Perhaps this queen is worth the trouble.
Pedro, one woman in a million is worth all that trouble.
I've heard she's good and kindly.
As a ruler? Oh, I'm talking about a woman.
Ah.
An attractive woman has about her some indefinable air of personality, some trait peculiarly hers and hers alone.
See, you are right.
Well, this Christina overdoes it.
Oh?
Pedro, she wears men's hunting clothes.
Men's clothes, senor? On a woman?
Ah, yes.
Day and night?
Oh, by day, certainly. By night? Well, I hope not. This is unseemly in a woman, Pedro.
Even in a queen?
Well, that's not all. She's also an intellectual.
No.
Oh, yes. Sits up half the night reading works by great philosophers.
It is not a good country. You are right, senor.
Yeah, and as for the legend about beauty, no woman is beautiful unless she is about the business of being a woman.
Huh?
Her greatest gift, and it is a miraculous one, Pedro, is simply to be a woman.
See?
No, Pedro. I do not see this queen with her fanciful rough clothing fitting the definition.
Still, you may be doing her an injustice.
Oh, I doubt it.
Christina's court is loyal. Her people love her. That is in her favor, senor. Ah, you're shivering. Let me fix the rug.
Ah, it's too late. Long since frozen to death. But, Pedro, of one thing I am glad, one only, that it is the King of Spain who seeks the hand of Queen Christina and not Don Antonio Pimentelli.
Come in.
Your Majesty.
Yes, Chancellor. What is it?
I must speak to you, Your Majesty.
Is it urgent?
It is.
It cannot wait until I return from my ride.
What is for the good of Sweden is always urgent, Your Majesty.
What is it?
About your marriage.
Oh, Chancellor.
To Prince Charles.
This eternal talk about Charles, Charles, Charles.
He is Sweden's greatest hero, the prince of royal blood.
The hero and the queen and the hero. It would please the people, I know, I know. I've heard it 1,000 times.
It is your duty, Your Majesty.
My duty? My life is given over to duty, to the service of the state. I must rise in the middle of the night, snatch a time to read a book. All my thoughts, all my dreams, waking and sleeping, serve the people. Isn't that enough?
You must give Sweden an heir.
Not by Charles. Well, what's the matter?
The rumors are true, then.
Rumors?
That you are thinking of making a foreign marriage.
My dear Chancellor, you know better.
The special envoy of Philip of Spain is nearing your court.
Let him come.
This visit does not please me, Your Majesty.
Does not please me, Chancellor. Will probably be a deadly bore. Nevertheless, notify the master of ceremonies to receive him in full court.
It will have a bad effect on the people.
I think not.
You're afraid you might marry Philip.
Philip, Charles, do the people think of nothing except marrying off their queen? Have they no other pastime?
You would quiet their fears by announcing your betrothal to Prince Charles.
A high price to pay, my lord, to quiet foolish fears. Now forgive me.
Yeah, but Your Majesty...
We can talk further when I return from my ride, if we must talk further.
Your Majesty.
Magnus, you make it a habit to stand outside my door. Is this how my Lord Treasurer keeps himself so well informed of the Queen's business?
I must see you, Christina.
You saw me yesterday.
A lifetime ago. Where are you going?
Riding.
Alone?
Olaf will be with me.
Let me ride with you instead.
Another time, perhaps. Goodbye.
Christina, I don't understand this change that's come over you. I don't like it.
Magnus, I have no time for petulance.
Lately, you avoid me. You leave the palace without a word.
Magnus, please.
Dressed in those ridiculous riding clothes like some ragamuffin stable boy.
The queen dresses to please the queen.
Christina, are you going to marry Charles?
You were listening then.
As a matter of fact, I'd much rather you marry Charles than anyone else. He spends all his time reviewing troops. That would suit us, huh?
It does not become the Lord Treasurer to make jest of Prince Charles. He, at least, is no opportunist.
As I am. Well, you will be forced to marry someone, you know. The Queen cannot die an old maid.
An old maid? Magnus, I shall die a bachelor.
Pedro, I shall get out and push. Harness myself and pull the horses.
No, no, senor.
We creep, we crawl, and in the process I freeze to death.
Soon, senor. Very soon we'll be at here.
I don't know why I listen to you. You don't know any more about this country than I do. See? Now stop fussing with that blanket. Oh, ow! What?
Santa Maria, what has happened? What is it? What happened?
The wheel stuck in the snow. Hold the reins. Flip her.
Pedro, open that door.
Si, senor. Oh, my head. Senor, are you all right?
Just open the door, Pedro.
Si.
Let me see what vicious trick this country has played on me now. What's happened? What is it?
Your Excellency, the wheel. It is sunk into the snow drift. Over the axis, senor.
It should never have left Spain.
Well, pull the horses. Pull them.
Swing the team to the left. Come on, swing it to the left.
But do it. Do something, you fools. Don Antonio, look.
What?
The two riders coming this way.
Hello?
Try lifting the axle. Come on, all together. Come on, try lifting it.
You will never get it out that way.
The young boy, he knows so much.
Olaf, show them what to do.
Put your cloak under the wheel. Give it traction.
Ah, a cloak under the wheel. Perhaps the boy's intelligent after all, Pedro.
Intelligent maybe, but too sure of himself.
Now, pull. Pull.
Diablo, senor, it worked. The coach is out of the snowdrift.
Pedro, tell the boy to come here.
Si, senor. Senor. Senor, you. Come here.
He rides well.
You called me?
I commend you for your efforts on our behalf.
It's nothing. We are used to having foreigners get stuck in our snow.
Amusing trait, no doubt.
Very.
How far are we from the inn?
An hour's drive. Unless, of course, you fall into another ditch.
We shall try not to. Pedro, give the boy a crown.
Here you are, boy.
A crown? Well, thank you, thank you. If you keep falling into ditches, Sweden will soon be rich.
But I tell you, we must have your best room.
Impossible.
It cannot be impossible, Pedro. My master is Don Antonio de la Prada, Continentale, Special Envoy of Spain.
Look here, landlord. You'll be well paid.
My lord, only an hour ago, I gave my last room to a young gentleman who is also paid well, my lord. There, that's the one.
Don Antonio.
Yes, yes, I see. The boy who pulled us out of the snow.
What, a young noble in those clothes?
Good evening, sir. We meet again.
Sir, I owe you an apology.
Apology, sir? Oh, the crown. I took pleasure in earning it. You see, I have it still. I keep it for good luck.
I'm greatly chagrined.
Believe me, there's no cause, sir.
Permit me to make some recompense for my error. Will you favor me with your company at supper?
Well, I shall be honored.
Pedro, my cloak.
See you, Don Antonio.
You should have my best table, my lords. My best table.
You're from Spain?
You know my country?
Oh, yes. Tell me, what's the news of Velasquez and Calderon? Has he a new success in Madrid?
When were you last in Spain?
I've been there only in my thoughts.
Ah, but this is wonderful. This is beyond belief. Landlord!
Yes, yes, Don Antonio.
Do better than your best for us. I found a friend.
Yes, my lord. It shall be done.
You don't know what it means to me. Imagine, in this ice cap, finding someone who loves Spain. You're a rare young man. We shall have a fine evening together, a splendid time. Here's to us both. You've scarcely tasted the partridge, my friend.
I've had enough. But thank you. It was a supper fit for a king. This is a merry place.
People enjoying themselves. At home, we are less hearty, perhaps, but more graceful, as in matters of love.
Love?
Love is a question of climate. Can't serenade a woman in a snowstorm.
I see your point.
The graces. The arts of love can be practiced only in countries that quiver in the heat of the sun, in the still, languorous nights where every breeze caresses with amour.
Sounds glamorous, and yet...
And yet?
It sounds... Well, mechanical, too. You Spaniards make so much fuss about a simple, elemental thing. We Swedes are more direct.
Are you indeed? Your queen, then, is not a true symbol.
What do you mean?
Oh, come now. Landlord, another round of punch, quickly!
Our queen is not a true symbol of what, sir?
Of you Swedes. Your understanding of love is a simple, elemental thing. One knows only what one hears, you know what I mean? But if one is to credit her reputation.
Is it so bad, her reputation?
It is good, don't you see? It is too good.
Indeed?
That is exactly the point. They call her a blue stocking.
They do?
Such a woman can know nothing of love and care less.
Such a woman as what, exactly?
As the queen. Are we not talking about her icy majesty? Let me see. They say she is intelligent, learned, shrewd, a great administrator. Therefore, I say that as a woman, she must be a total loss. Ah, our worthy landlord. Well, what luck with my room?
My lord, if you will allow me.
You found me one?
No, my lord, but, well, if I'm not too bold, I would suggest a way by which the gentlemen both may be accommodated.
And what way is that?
Your room, sir.
My room? What about it?
It's the best in the house.
If your lordship would share it.
Share it?
You would be doing a great service,
sir. Splendid idea. I will amuse you with stories of Cadiz, the bullfights of Madrid, the dancing in Seville.
I will give up my room to you gladly.
Give up? Oh, no. I wouldn't hear of that.
It's quite all right, really. I'll sit before the fire all night, comfortably.
Oh, say no more about it. I shall sit before the fire all night, comfortably.
I've angered you, sir.
You have not angered me.
It's only my suggestion, my lords. You must decide the matter between yourselves.
You see, you do not understand. I cannot explain, but...
I understand very well. My company is unwelcome.
No, oh, it's not.
I have talked. You have listened, and it has bored you.
No!
Speak no more of it, please. And good night to you, sir.
Oh, wait. Please. Don Antonio.
Yes?
I only said I would give up my room instead of share it. Not to anger you, but as a courtesy.
This is courtesy in Sweden?
Oh, yes.
It is not in Spain.
But I didn't know. A misunderstanding, is it not? Nothing more. You will share my room, of course.
Well, if you insist.
Unless you'd rather sit before the fire.
No, a thousand devils. No, it's settled. We share the room, and I'm delighted, young sir. Delighted.
Coincidences change the course of history. There is no doubt that we are in an eventful situation. Shortly, we will see how it develops. Now, Act Two of the MGM Theater of the Air, starring Basil Rathbone and Lily Palmer. A queen disguised as a boy, a grandee of Spain, a country inn crowded to the last room. Outside, a raging blizzard. The ingredients are here to form a situation of drama. Don Antonio believes Christina to be a young nobleman. He has entertained her at supper. Now, unexpectedly, he is the young nobleman's overnight guest, sharing the same room. A switch of events fraught with possibilities.
Yeah, you see, my lords, the room is large enough for both.
It's a fine room.
Oh, I wish you both good night, my lords.
Good night.
Good night. Well, we're going to share a room. We should properly introduce. I am... Don Antonio José Miguel de la Prada.
Special ambassador from His Majesty Philip, King of Spain. I know.
And?
I am Count Dona.
Count Dona. Your hand, sir. Ah, I like your grip. Firm, solid. You can trust a man with a hand clasp like that. Fine room, eh, Count?
Yes.
Do you like the windows open?
Yes, unless
no, no,
you...
No, whatever you wish. It's your room, after all. I shall sleep well tonight.
Your journey has tired you.
Hours of driving through blinding snow have tired me. You want some help there?
What?
You having trouble with your boots?
Oh, no. I can manage.
Any choice of sides?
Sides?
The bed. I mean, you sleep on the right or the left?
No choice. That is, left.
Left. All right, left it shall be. Count, when you come to Spain, there is a place you must see. I shall take you there myself. Shaded gardens with exquisite senoritas mysteriously gazing at reflections in lily ponds. Black swans as tame as kittens. What do you think of that, eh?
What? It's wonderful.
What's wonderful?
What you were talking about.
You weren't listening to me.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Well, I wouldn't have believed it. Look at you, a mite without your boots.
I am young. I shall grow.
Oh, come. No offense, Miss Mencount.
Why don't you go to bed, sir? I'm not tired, really. It's you who have traveled a long day's journey.
No.
But you have, and I didn't tell you this before because, well, people think it's strange, but usually I sleep out of bed. I mean, in a chair or something.
It's your bed, sir.
But I...
When you retire to it, I shall retire to it, and not before.
That is ridiculous.
My dear Count, it is Spanish courtesy. I accepted your explanation as Swedish courtesy. You must accept mine as do...
Well? Why do you look at me like that?
I don't know. Suddenly I... By thunder!
Keep away from me, Don Antonio!
By the thousand devils!
All right. I deceived you.
By the thousand devils!
You would share this room.
A girl, a woman, I knew it. It's a presence. A warmth. Something I...
It's funny, isn't it? A little, isn't it?
This explains.
But of course.
Madam, I shall strike a bargain with you.
Yes?
You shall have your room. I shall sleep before the fire downstairs. Provided.
Provided?
You share tomorrow with me. Every moment of it. And as many tomorrows as we are allowed together. Is it a bargain?
Done, sir. It is a bargain.
Good night.
Good night, Antonio. Until tomorrow. Antonio.
My dearest.
Listen. Time is standing still for us. The world is holding its breath. This moment, the silence, this magic. They'll be ours and our memories forever.
Forever.
Strange, isn't it? In our present, we already live in our memories.
My past begins with you. And my present and my future. And yours, too. All our other memories, my love will dim.
There are no others.
I will surround you with such love as you have never known. Such happiness. My love is a sun which will glow only for you. It is a soft night to rest you. A world which you will find so free and so perfect... You will want no other.
I want no other.
To have found anyone in this wilderness would have been miracle enough, but to have found you, almost I do not believe in you.
I am not a mirage, Antonio.
Ah, but you may be an illusion. You're going to vanish before my eyes. You're leaving me today.
But only for today. There will be tomorrow.
Tell me. You said you'd tell me. Why did you come here to this inn dressed as a man?
In my home, I'm very constrained. Everything is arranged very formally.
Ah, yes, I see. A conventional household.
To break away from it, I wear these clothes. It gives me a wonderful sense of freedom.
Yes, I can understand that. But why can't you travel with me to Stockholm?
I've been away too long already. I must return today.
You know I don't want you to go.
You know, I don't want to go.
When I'm finished with this court business, and it won't take long, we'll meet again.
Oh, we shall. We must.
I shall live for that.
And I.
And when we do, I'll not let you go again.
Ever.
I swear it. Till Stockholm. And our reunion.
Hurry, Ebba. Do hurry.
Yes, Your Majesty, I'm trying to...
These pearls, are they right? Are they really right?
Oh, they're exquisite, Your Majesty. They're exquisite.
Thank you, Ebba. I want to be tonight.
The reception for the ambassador of King Philip of Spain.
Don Antonio de la Prada, Count Pimentelli.
What do you suppose he wants, Your Majesty? An alliance, perhaps? His armies and your armies? Or gold?
The King of Spain sends no special envoy for gold. He has more than enough.
He's so handsome.
The King of Spain?
His envoy, Don Antonio.
Oh, Your Majesty. That will do very well. And I am pleased with the pearls. Yes, Abba, what is it?
The Lord Treasurer.
What about the Lord Treasurer?
He's been waiting in the anteroom all this time. He says he must see you.
I cannot see him. Tell him so.
But your Majesty...
I have no time tonight for the Lord Treasurer. Tell him.
Tell him nothing. He shall hear for himself.
You? How did
you... Your Majesty, forgive me. The door was ajar. It was urgent, I see.
Leave us, Abba.
Yes, Your Majesty.
How dare you, Magnus? Unannounced, unexpected.
And unwanted. I dare because I was not always unwanted,
Magnus,
Christina.
Magnus, don't.
Why have you been avoiding me? Why?
I don't care to talk about
and
it.
And I do. Christina, my beautiful
no.
one, you are displeased with your humblest suitor. Why, Christina? What has happened? What have I done?
You've done nothing. And I'm expected in the throne room for the ceremonial reception.
Yes. Yes, so you are. Then you are not displeased with me.
No.
You simply do not wish to see me.
I do not.
I see. This Spanish envoy, what do you think of him?
The Queen has not yet received the Spanish envoy.
So she hasn't. It is a curious coincidence.
Yes?
The snowstorm last week, it delayed Don Antonio 3 days. And it lost you your way back to the palace for 3 days.
This urgent matter you wish to see me about, it has been settled?
For the present, yes, Your Majesty. It has been settled for the present.
His Excellency, Don Antonio de la Prada, Count Pimentelli, Knight of the Holy Roman Empire, Special Envoy from His Most Gracious Majesty Philip, King of Spain, Aragon, and Castile.
He comes with a flourish, Your Majesty.
He does indeed.
A handsome fellow, aristocratic, a fitting envoy.
Shh.
Your Majesty.
We are happy to welcome Your Excellency to our court.
He seems impatient to be done and out of here. Whatever his business, scarcely time to look at our queen.
Shh.
I have come on a special mission from His Majesty of Spain on a matter of public importance.
You will please convey to the King of Spain our appreciation of the honor he does us in sending to our court a person of your quality.
If Your Majesty will hear me... If Your Majesty...
What's the matter with the fool?
He is no fool, Chancellor.
But look at him, gaping, floundering. I swear the man's lost his tongue.
Be assured of our warm consideration to your sovereign and to you, his envoy.
You are... Your Majesty, I...
He's forgotten Philip's message. By the gods, he has forgotten.
You say you come on a special mission?
I do, Your Majesty.
What is it?
Matter of great public importance, Your Majesty. If you will hear it now.
Presently. In private audience.
I humbly thank Your Majesty.
We admire greatly the prowess of your country. Your scholars and your artists are known to us and cherished by us.
Your Majesty is most gracious. The repute you have for learning is known to all Europe.
We look forward to our further meeting. To news of your great man, your wonderful city.
My country could have no greater tribute than your curiosity.
I shall send for you. Good night, Your Excellency.
Good night, Your Majesty. And thank you.
Ah, His Excellency, Don Antonio.
Yes? Oh. The Lord Treasurer, is it not?
You wonder why I wait outside the Queen's apartments.
I had not thought to wonder.
It is to apologize to your lordship.
What?
For the rigors of our winters. I believe the snow delayed you on your way here.
Oh, a few days, it was nothing.
I hope you found suitable shelter. Our country inns are rough.
I did very well. Thank you, your lordship.
The climate here, my lord, is fit only for those who are used to it. It is not suited to foreigners. I advise you to protect yourself against it.
Is this a threat, my lord?
It is a warning. A friendly warning.
The Queen will see you now, Your Excellency.
Thank you.
Remember, my lord, a dangerous climate.
Antonio.
Your Majesty.
You may go, Ebba.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, Antonio. So long, beloved.
Your Majesty, I'm here to represent in my person King Philip IV of Spain. The king has heard of your great qualities of mind and person.
Oh, beloved, later, later.
Now, if your Majesty pleases.
Oh. Very well. Get it said.
The king asks me in his name to lay at your feet the crown of Spain, Aragon, and Castile. He asks for your Majesty's hand in marriage.
Antonio.
My master begs that you will consider favorably his proposal of marriage, which he makes in all good faith and honor.
Antonio.
How could you have done it? When you knew.
I knew, yes.
I have betrayed my sovereign.
Betrayed him in what? Had I never seen you, his mission could have had no results.
The queen. The queen. Gratifying a caprice.
Oh.
A caprice. Yes. Without the risks that attend ordinary mortals.
So we are to pretend it didn't matter?
Did it, Your Majesty?
Pretend it never happened? Even what we felt and said in that snowbound inn?
I was going to... Oh, what was it now? Oh, yes. Take you by the hand and lead you to the delights of the world. I commend the control that kept the queen from laughing in my face.
No.
I'll hang for it. But I must tell you what I think of you. A royal adventuress. Cold, unfeeling, cynical, callous.
No!
All I ask is to be sent away.
So be it. So be it.
Why didn't you tell me who you were? Why?
I praised heaven I didn't have to. The joy of knowing that for you, of all men on earth, I was not a queen, but a woman, the luxury of that.
Oh, Christina.
The wonder of it. Being for once a person, a creature of God. You knew nothing about a queen.
I knew. Only you.
Only me.
You filled the world.
I did. Oh, I did.
You do still. You always will. Oh, Christina.
Beloved, don't ask to be sent away. Don't.
No, Christina. Not now. Not ever.
You all know and trust Prince Charles. He will explain our purpose in calling you here, our motives and aims, Charles.
Magnus.
Go ahead, man.
I do not like this. These fellows are common ruffians.
They love Sweden as we do, Charles, and our queen as we do.
Yes, well, my countrymen...
Charles...
Yes, yes, what is it?
You must persuade them. There is no other way. Remember, Sweden itself is at stake.
All right, Magnus. We must be rid of this Spaniard.
However we do it. And at once, we must be rid of him.
Envy, jealousy, and hate. A disagreeable combination to find all in one man. Pent-up passion can cause anything to happen. When we return to our play, we will see what does. Now, Act Three of Queen Christina, the MGM Theater of the Air presentation starring Basil Rathbone and Lily Palmer. Love comes in many guises and disguises. There is good, true love given and returned. Then there is one-sided love called unrequited. And then there is loyalty, such as the love of a people for their queen. All kinds of love are fused here, fused, yes, to a powder keg, perhaps to be ignited by the aroused fringe called by some the rabble. Perhaps an empire will be blown to destruction.
The business of the state waits on the Spaniard. The queen spends all her time with the Spaniard. No one can get near her. When the good repute of the queen is in danger, the good repute of Sweden is in danger. Will we do nothing about this?
We don't want a Spanish king. We don't want a Spaniard in our palace. Our enemies have the queen's ear, her heart, her mind. Swedes must act.
Do we want Charles? Do we want the Spaniard? Will the queen send the Spaniard home? No. Can Swedes send the Spaniard home?
Yes.
Will Swedes rise and assert themselves? For Sweden!
The church will never permit a marriage with the Spanish king.
The queen does not contemplate marriage to the Spanish king.
Then why doesn't she send his envoy home?
Her Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Gentlemen of the Queen's Council, I have been driving in the streets. There were angry crowds on every corner. They followed my carriage. What is the meaning of this?
Your Majesty.
I do not want excuses, Chancellor.
No, Your Majesty, but...
Why is it we are not better policed? This man they cry against is our guest and our friend. By insulting him, they insult us.
The people resent this man, Your Majesty.
You have seen to it they do, Magnus.
If Your Majesty would gratify their hopes...
What hopes, Chancellor?
Of a royal marriage to Prince Charles.
You have fed them this hope, when you have known I shall not gratify it. For this outrageous situation, this disgrace to Sweden, I hold you responsible, every one of you.
Your Majesty.
Yes, General.
The crowd storms the palace doors.
Ah!
They demand entrance. Their mood is not good.
Are you pleased, Magnus?
The guards are ready and waiting. Guns primed. Shall I order them to fire?
You will let them in, General.
Oh, you dare
Your
not.
Your Majesty, no. These ruffians are out of hand. You cannot...
These ruffians are Swedes, Chancellor, and I am their queen. I shall speak to them, General. Let them in.
Yes, Your Majesty. If it is your wish... Open the palace door!
Open the palace door! Open the palace
Christina,
door!
Christina, you can't stand here and face them. This is a dangerous mob.
Would you advise flight, my lord treasurer? Would that please you better?
Here they come.
Well, my subjects! You do me unexpected honor. Is this a friendly visit? Have you some petition? Well... No petition? No speech? Has none of you a tongue, then?
Your Majesty.
You, my good man. Stand forth. What is it you want of me?
We do not wish a Spanish marriage. No.
So that is it.
Sweden for the Swedes!
You! What do you do?
I am a blacksmith, Your Majesty.
Are you a good blacksmith?
I should be. My father was a blacksmith before me, and his father before him.
Well, my business is governing, as was my father's, and his father's before him. Does that make me qualified to tell you how to ply your trade of blacksmithing? Well, does it?
No, Your Majesty.
You would think me unreasonable if I did so. As I think you unreasonable, all of you. My father died for Sweden. I live for Sweden. You say you want Sweden for the Swedes? So do I. So trust your queen, my good people. Go home to practice your trade. And leave me likewise to mine. My blessings on all of you. Well, Magnus?
You were magnificent, Your Majesty, as always.
Your plan failed. Too bad. Good night, my lords.
Good night, Your Majesty.
This plan failed, Your Majesty. But there are other plans, and not all will fail.
Excellency.
Yes, Pedro?
I do not like this. It is the people, senor.
People? Oh, too many. Yes?
Many and many black looks. Stones have been thrown.
What?
Si, senor, stones. They missed, but I saw.
Down with the Spaniards!
The
Drive you slowly. Driver, keep on.
The people swarm the streets.
Whip the horses. Ride through them.
Excellency, he has blocked the way.
Yes, sir, Pedro.
It is now ready, senor.
If they have a taste for Spanish steel, they shall have it, you dogs. Stand back.
Don't go. Stand
back. We can't hold long. Gentlemen.
What do we do, senor?
The doorway. We're packed to the doorway.
Si, senor. Ah! Senor, your sword.
Give me yours. Get behind me. Carrion, swine, coward.
Senor, look. A troop of horsemen.
They break. Stand back. Give up quickly. Who heads the troop?
Magnus, Excellency.
Magnus?
Si.
A fortunate coincidence, Don Antonio. Can I be of help to you?
I call off your hirings and let me proceed to the embassy.
I regret, Your Excellency, I cannot.
You?
I am obliged in conscience to offer you my personal protection and escort.
The protection offered a prisoner, Your Excellency?
Lord, for your own safety, call it what you wish. You have no choice but to accept.
Senor?
Pedro, against an armed troop? No, he's right. We have no choice. Very well, my lord, when your escort is ready... We are.
His Excellency Don Antonio Pimentelli.
Antonio, you've been freed, released.
Thanks to the Queen's intercession.
Let me look at you. You're all right?
Yes, yes.
He swore you had not been harmed.
I was not.
Oh, my darling.
Christina, Christina.
You know the price.
For my freedom? These few moments with you. Yes, I know.
I had no choice, Antonio.
My poor darling.
I could have ordered Magnus's death. I wanted to.
He boasted. He dared you to... And said you'd never see me again if you took vengeance.
I had to bargain, Antonio.
For the Queen? Humiliating.
Your life for your banishment.
My life away from you is not worth the Queen's humiliation.
Antonio, hold me a moment.
I've never let you go, really. Since the first moment.
I need courage. You must give me courage.
No one ever had more, my darling.
You have your passport.
Just now from the Privy Council. The mission of the Spanish envoy to the Swedish court is officially ended.
Yes. I said I had no choice. And yet, I had.
The choice of life or death?
For whom, Antonio?
What?
Whose life? Whose death? Yours or mine?
No. Wait. Christina, listen to me.
Without you, I have no life, Antonio.
This is not Christina talking.
I am an empty shell. A hollow symbol without you.
This is not the Queen of Sweden.
No. No, it is not.
Yet you are the Queen. My Christina.
I speak as a woman who needs much and can give much. Who has been too long a symbol, a figurehead. An abstraction.
And who is not an abstraction at all?
No!
Nor a symbol, but a human being with desires and impulses, hopes and despairs, a woman alive, determined to remain alive.
At any cost, Antonio. Oh, my darling, I have struggled so with myself. I am so tired.
Rest a little. Then listen to me.
I cannot rest.
Listen to me, Christina. We dreamed of seeing Spain together, seeing the future together. We dreamed a world between us. But we must face this. It was only a dream.
No, it was not.
You were not a queen in our dreams, yet you are a queen. You were free to love me, yet you are not free.
I am. I shall be.
There is no such thing as the state or duty to the state, yet there is both. Oh, yes. There is both. Oh, Christina. What am I trying to say?
What you're trying to say is that our love was doomed from the beginning.
Perhaps.
You're not saying that. You, who have always defied fate. I do not believe you bow to it so easily.
Easily?
You say all this for my sake.
You think it is said easily?
I know better.
I speak with logic, reason, yet I am not a reasonable or logical man. My struggle has been no less than your own. I love a woman. Yet for a queen's good, I must give her up. Well, everything in me,
Everything that makes me what I am cries out against this.
Antonio.
I would destroy this queen. Yes, destroy her. To keep this woman, I would shake empires and topple thrones before I would give up this love. Yet I am giving it up. And her. And you say it is done easily?
The throne is already toppled, Antonio.
Believe me, the struggle is... What did you say?
The throne is toppled.
I do not understand.
I see in your eyes. You do, my darling.
You have not. You cannot mean you...
I have abdicated, yes.
Christina!
I have named my successor, Prince Charles. The parchment is signed, the declaration sealed. This morning, within an hour, I announce it to the council.
Oh, but they will not have it.
This time it is they who have no choice.
Let me stay. Face them with you.
No, you must go. We have talked too long already.
And you will follow? When?
Tonight. We shall meet tomorrow in Danzig.
Danzig?
I have made arrangements with a ship's captain there. He has the information, his name, the ship, the location. He sails with the tide tomorrow night.
And we shall be aboard together.
Yes, my darling. Now go, hurry, until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. I'll be waiting, Christina. God bless you and bring you safely to me. Waiting, Pedro.
See, in a carriage it is no warmer than when we came to this ice cap.
Forgive me, my friend.
Forgive? Oh, Excellency, I only made a jest.
We wait no longer. We leave at once for Danzig.
Danzig?
Your Excellency.
Yes? Oh? Oh, 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 oh. My Lord Treasurer.
You seem in high spirits, my Lord.
I am.
You have your passport?
I have.
Then, regrettably, I can be of no further service.
I have no recourse against you here, my lord. I am still an ambassador on foreign soil. But if you would do me the courtesy to meet me on neutral ground...
That can be arranged, Your Excellency. Beyond the frontier, I shall be at your service. Did I hear you mention Danzig?
You know the Spalton Fields outside the city?
The scene of the most famous duels in Europe? Of course.
At dawn, tomorrow.
As you wish.
Thank you, my lord. We meet again, then.
Once more, at least, Your Excellency.
Hurry, driver! Faster! Faster! Eva, hush, you must not cry.
Oh, Your Majesty!
No, Eva, not your Majesty. Ever again.
Oh, that is why I... cry.
But don't you see it's made me happy? So happy.
It has made Sweden weep, Your Majesty.
Sweden will forget. She has Charles.
Sweden has lost Christina. And she weeps.
She will forget, I tell you. Driver! Faster! I must be in Danzig by dawn. Hurry! Hurry!
Understand the terms, my lords.
No quarter.
No quarter.
The duel continues until one of you is dead.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Gentlemen, these are extreme terms. Drastic. Would not honor be satisfied with less? First blood. Disarming.
No quarter.
Agreed.
So be it. Gentlemen, en garde.
Your Majesty. Yes? What is it?
You do not sleep?
No, Eva.
The sun has risen.
Yes. A fresh new day, Eva. A fresh new world.
Your Majesty. Look. There, through the trees.
It's so hazy, I can't... Oh, yes.
Two men fighting.
A duel, Eva.
Oh! One's hurt. Badly hurt.
And the other shows him no mercy. Oh, oh, driver! Stop! Stop the carriage!
But Your Majesty...
Eva, we must help him. Whoever he is, he's badly wounded.
There are seconds. A doctor, a carriage waiting, see?
Yes, but...
We cannot help more, and Your Majesty is due in Danzig.
Danzig? Oh, yes, you're right, Eva. There is no time. We cannot help anyway. Driver, go on to Danzig and hurry!
Senor. We must do something. There is nothing to do, Pedro.
You cannot die, Senor. It cannot be.
It seems. It can be. Hard to believe, isn't it?
I'll kill him with my own hands. I swear I'll kill him.
It was fair fight.
It was not, Senor. He tricked you. I saw him.
No.
What is it, Senor? Tell Pedro. He will fix.
Good friend. Good friend.
Senor. Senor.
Pedro.
Here, Don Antonio. Here.
Closer.
See.
Christina. She waits for me. This place. This ship.
I will go there.
I will go, Pedro.
What?
You will take me. We must sail together. You understand?
See.
Swear it.
I swear it, Senor. You and the Senorito will sail together.
Captain?
Though it has pleased you to give up your throne, you are still Majesty, and as such, I humbly greet you.
Don Antonio?
He is on board.
Your Majesty?
Pedro, where is Don Antonio?
If you will follow me.
Pedro, what's wrong? Something is wrong. Tell me.
It was his wish, Your Majesty.
No.
His last wish, to be with you. Can I... Is there anything?
Leave me. Please.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Antonio. Antonio, is this you? No. This is not you. This... I cannot reach. But to you, Antonio... I say again, I love you. I love you now and will. Always. Captain?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Are you ready to sail?
Would you not rather wait for the next tide?
No. We will sail with this.
As Your Majesty wishes.
Captain.
Yes, Your Majesty.
You see the sun there, sinking in the west?
Aye.
Overtake it for me, Captain.
Your Majesty,
set sail. Find the wind. If you love your queen, catch for the setting sun.
Mr. Rathbone and Miss Palmer will be back in a moment. Well, Basil and Lily, I've brought you back to the microphone for an offstage chat. I usually have an interview with the star after our play.
Now, how'd you propose to have this interview, Howard? There are three of us.
Well, it is a problem, but I have a solution. I suggest that you and Miss Palmer interview each other.
Oh, I should be delighted to interview Miss Palmer.
I should be equally pleased to be interviewed by you, Mr. Rathbone.
You can call each other Basil and Lily.
Thank you, Howard. Well then, Lily, you are indeed a queenly person.
I hear that you too, Basil, are about to play a role with noble tradition in The First Gentleman.
Yes, the Prince Regent who later became King George IV of England. It's a play that was done in London some seasons ago.
Well, I'm sure you'll make an excellent king, Basil.
Were I half the king that you are a queen, Lily, I shall be satisfied.
I hate to interrupt these regal exchanges, but our time is up. Thank you, Basil Rathbone and Lily Palmer.
You have been listening to Queen Christina, starring Basil Rathbone and Lily Palmer, adapted for radio by William Kendall Clark. Original music composed and conducted by Joel Herron. The program was directed by Marks B. Loeb and produced by Raymond Katz. The supporting cast included Brett Morrison and Raymond Edward Johnson. Ed Stokes speaking.